Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Happy day to everybody. We got a big game tonight. The Huskers are playing. I'm pretty excited for that. You obviously can't see me, Molly, but if you're listening, we'll describe appropriately. Okay, it is Halloween, so here we go. Boom.
Wow. Are you a jackalope?
I'm whatever you want me to be with antlers. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I just love the fact that your like costume closet is just inexhaustible. Like every time you're like, there's another new fresh look.
I know.
God. You don't even have children to blame this on.
No, I don't actually.
Like, the kids.
Well, if you want to describe, Molly, how would you best describe how I look on this other day? We got like Halloween right around the corner, so I'm running out of Halloween costumes. I just can't
You're
believe I have
antlers.
This many.
I mean, I don't I know how antlers. To describe it. Like you, I mean, I'm I here. Said jackalope on account of the fact that, you know, that's always like the hybrid where it's a jackrabbit and an antelope. So I like the idea that you're a jackalope today.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll run with that. All right. Welcome to the show. We got some fun videos for you a little bit later in the podcast. But if you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, there's that party line. You can text us or even call us if you want to. Leave a message. We take those as two. It's 402-915-0962. All right. We're going to motivate. You only have one option left.
Isn't it banana?
It is banana. And then we will pick it up again, of course, next week. So we'll get you motivated for the weekend. And then we'll roll with this thing. So there you go.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but you're going to get through this. God will get you through it. Trust in him. Don't give up. You are wanted, needed, and loved. God loves you, and so do I. Take care.
Okay.
You can't make fun of that woman.
Come on. She's inspirational.
She is.
I mean, I'm not making fun. I mean, she had some fun things to say.
Yeah.
But if you're watching, it's kind of like that situation of try not to laugh.
Monster. You're not just dressed as a monster today.
I am a monster. Yeah, absolutely. So here's something crazy that scared the crap out of me.
What?
I was walking through the wooden fence, walking out in the backyard.
Oh, okay.
And there was a giant praying mantis on the inside of the gate. Giant.
Wow.
So I did some looking into it, and it's a female Chinese, praying mantis who's pregnant.
How could you tell?
Because ChatGPT did it all. I sent the picture and video of it, and they're like, oh my God, that's insane. It's beautiful. And there's some spiritual meanings behind all that, Molly. I was just kind of curious. I'm like, I wonder what that means.
What does it mean?
Well, at first there was the question was, where was it? That's the key. That's the big thing right there. Where in fact is it? And it is and they were thinking it was on the front door. There's a meaning for it to being on the front door, right? But I said it wasn't on the front door. It's on the inside of the fence, on the wooden fence in the back. And so ChatGPT is like, oh, whoa, that's insane. So basically what it means in a nutshell is that I'm in a healthy, protected space. Stay calm, trust your boundaries, and let things unfold naturally.
Wow.
I mean, I broke this thing. This thing broke it down to everything. Basically, it's a powerful sign of renewal, fertility, and blessing. And it's nature's way of saying you've created a safe space for growth and life trusts me.
Aww.
Or Wylene.
She is Wylene. Life. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All the way down to the color because it was green and brown. So it's just saying pregnant. I went back, Molly, and got close to it because all they do is stare. Mm. So basically what they do is during this time of the year, okay, what they do is they, this is when they lay eggs, and it's a foamy, it's like the size of a golf ball. So they lay their eggs in a safe spot.
Okay.
That's balanced, I guess. Right. And I'm not supposed to touch, I'm not supposed to leave them. So by the end of, I guess at the end of winter, the beginning of spring, these things will hatch.
Oh.
Yeah. And there'll be hundreds upon hundreds of baby praying mantises running around, which means good luck. Whenever you see a baby praying mantis, it means good luck.
Sounds like that sounds like praying mantis propaganda. They're like, listen, we got to get a message out there. Otherwise, we are so creepy looking. They're just going to smash us whenever they get a chance. So why don't we put it out there somewhere that it's like, good luck, and you should never step on us.
So the question, the biggest question was also, what color is this thing? So I'm like, I don't know. That's what I thought. And I saw the picture because I'll put a picture up for you guys. But I saw the picture. And I looked at him like, all right, is that green or brown or both? And I just posted the photo to ChatGPT, and it was, again, oh my God, that's insane. It's green and brown. So green means growth, renewal, harmony, and life energy.
Okay.
And brown means grounding, stability, connection to home or earth.
Hmm.
So, wow. My dear antlers are blown.
Was this last night you saw this?
No, it was just now.
Oh, just now. Okay.
Just right now. Right before the show. Yeah, that's crazy. So, yeah, I know there's things for everything. I mean, mm-hmm. I was going to ask you if you knew anything about it because you know a lot about the birth stuff and stuff like that. But that's – I knew there was something to it. Yeah, I just didn't know what it was.
Sort of hocus pocus to, you know, certain things, totem – animals or insects and things like that. But I mean, mantis, like those things freak me out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten as close as you did. I would have been like, and there you are. Bye. Yeah.
And he was huge, Molly. He's longer she's longer than your average iPhone.
If she's pregnant,
and her
that dude
butt
is
big.
In the grave. you know that's how it works.
She's looking for a place to lay her eggs. And for her to be inside the fence is some type of meaning of safety and balance.
Do you feel safe?
I always feel safe.
No, with that praying mantis just hanging around in your backyard.
Oh, you should see the size of it. I'm not scared of those things. They don't attack you. They're just weird looking.
Yeah.
So I looked all around it, all over the places to see if I can. Well, obviously, now I'm stupid because it's obviously not laid any eggs yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to lay eggs because its belly is huge. And I don't see praying mantises very often, you know, often, but I didn't know inside the fence. Safety in all ways. So there you go. Enjoy them. What do you feel about spiders? Do you kill them?
I don't. No.
Okay.
No,
all right. It's kind of the same thing.
Spiders are our friends. Spiders are good luck. Spiders are all sorts of, again, spiders got ahead of this campaign. They knew that if going on just instinct, you would kill them. So they're like, we have got to like go ahead and tailor a campaign that makes people absolutely terrified to kill us.
Yeah.
As if it's just going to like go ahead and explode their life.
I stopped killing those too, you know? So I've got all kinds of bugs in the backyard. It terrified me when I saw it because it was so huge and I just saw it out of the corner of my eye, just sitting there staring at me within a foot, just watching. And there's something about that as well, but I didn't put any more into it. I was just like, okay. So they want to know, is it staring at you? Like watching you?
Don't they always?
That's what I thought.
I mean, seriously, they just always seem like they're just ready to
watching. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So Adam Santa's going to be here.
Yes.
We got to give that keyword next Tuesday, the 21st at the CHI. And you need that keyword. This is the last opportunity that you're going to get. So Friday at midnight, the contest ends. So you got that much time to get the keyword in to bigpartyshow.com. So do it. Someone's going to win. We have four pairs of tickets.
Four pairs.
Someone is winning. I have them right here, actually. So what's the keyword, Momo?
Today, the keyword is happy.
Oh.
Happy is the keyword. H-A-P-P-Y. So go ahead and head on over to bigpartyshow.com. And you're going to go to the contest page and go ahead and click for your chance to enter. And when it asks for the keyword is happy.
Yeah. And also check out the merch as well. And then sign up to be a party crasher so you can get heads up of all these things that we're doing. We got a lot of cool things coming up that we're going to be giving away. So, yeah. And also the Bluebird's going to be in town Sunday. Congratulations to the winners there. And thanks for everybody for playing along and getting into that as well. That's going to be a good time. Improv.
Yeah, that'll be a fun show. 100%
improv. So, yeah, at the Holland. All right, we have someone asking here. They ran into a male version of a Karen. I ran into a female version of a Karen. I got flipped off.
Oh.
I don't like that.
While driving or just
while? Yes, while driving.
Really?
That's a special kind. And the way it happened is that I was trying to merge. That's all I was doing. Trying to merge, and this person would not let me in. I couldn't go faster or slower, so finally I just started merging in. I didn't know what else to do. I was running out of space, and then all of a sudden honk, which drives me insane, and then drive by with the finger, not even looking at me, driving by slow with the finger, some girl. I was like, it put me almost into a fit of rage. Okay. Just the way she did it. And I wanted to stop her and say, what did you want me to do? What am I supposed to do here? There was nothing. I was running out of space and you could not let me in to this little area because that little area is going to get you somewhere quicker.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
She was in a hurry, party, but she had enough time to flip you off.
Yeah, slowly.
She carved that out of her day. She made sure that was good a priority. God. Done. Check. Yeah. That always blows me away when people flip each other off.
Me too.
I'm always like,
I don't
really?
Get it.
We're doing that now? Like, okay, go about your life. I was about ready to flip somebody off, though.
Okay.
And it was not in a car. It was behind a cart.
A shopping cart?
Yes. Okay. I went to Walmart a week ago. The one over there on 72nd. And it was like new cart user day. I mean, you would have thought that these people were like, here, welcome to a store. Hey. Oh, you've never been in one before? Here, let me introduce you to a cart. They're like, a cart?
What were they doing?
So I can just go down the middle of every aisle slow and then just stop? And just be? Stop. I was like, oh my God. I'm going to lose my mind. Like, I thought I was there with my sister and she's like cracking up. She's like, this is really magic. Like, because I know you. And we were just stopping by because we needed to find one thing, but we didn't know where it was in the store or even if they had it. So we're going through all these different departments. But we're on a mission because we've got to pick up my nephew from school. So we're like on a bit of a timeline. Fine. But we didn't have a cart and everyone else did have a cart and they would just stop in the middle.
It drives me insane.
Oh my God. I was like, I mean, like eye twitching. Just I was like, I'm going to freak out on someone Walmart and then I'm going to go viral and they're going to be like, when was her falling down moment? And it was like when I was behind the sixth person who apparently learned how to use a shopping cart just now, this moment. And I was behind them.
What do you suppose that is? It's like some people just don't have any urgency or even it's like they're in their own world. Like the people on their speaker phones, they don't care about anything else. They just stop. And then polite people, I mean, I'm pretty polite when it gets to that. I will stand there and wait before I actually say something. Or, you know, if I have to, I'll say, excuse me. But
There's shopping cart etiquette. If you are going down an aisle and you need to stop to get something, which we all do. Like, we're shopping. We need to get things. You do not stop in the middle of the aisle. You pull over to the side, just as if you were driving. You wouldn't stop in the middle of the street. You'd pull over to the curb and you'd go ahead and take that moment and then do your thing. These guys are acting like the Amazon drivers, the UPS drivers of the store, where they just decide to stop in the middle of the street, hop out, and go searching for whatever it is they are without any regard to anyone waiting to get through the aisle.
It's crazy. It's yeah. I remember one time, Molly, I was speeding along at the cart, and it was the same thing. This guy and his wife were moving too slow, and I'm behind him. And it was a little guy, and he turned around, and I was with Wyleen. He turned around and called me out. He said, "Will you get off me and slow it down?" I thought he was going to fight me. I instantly was like, okay, I didn't want to have that fall down moment too of getting beat up in front of my wife by a little guy.
Right.
A little guy. Yeah,
there are sometimes those moments where you're like, bring it. Bring it.
That's not me. Like, I don't want to get
guy,
there.
There was this one guy, and he looked at me. I was like, oh, excuse me, going to get by. And he looks, and he pushes his cart forward. He doesn't pull it over to the side. He just pushes it further forward. And I'm like, no. I need to get past you. I'm not trying to get something from the shelf next to you. I'm trying to get on the other side of where you are.
Yeah.
He just moved a little further in down the middle of the aisle. I was like, this is going to be the moment where I end up
on KMTV3.
They're like,
and all over the internet.
Loses her mind in the middle of 72nd Walmart.
I think it's patience. I don't know. I don't think that stuff is ever going to change. I mean, I feel the same way about the people at Walmart that are doing the shopping for other people. They just stop in the middle aisles and grab stuff. And that just drives me nuts because of the fact that it's like, I'm the customer. I get you're shopping for other people, but you're just taking up all the room so you can get somebody's Cheerios or whatever you're getting. But again, you should be taught to move it to the side. Yes. And then do it. You know what I mean? Yep. So, yeah, I feel the same way about Sam's too, because those carts are bigger. But my thing is this about Sam's Club, now that we're there, what bothers me is the employees. <You're> Some of the employees.
Let me tell you else. What else?
Some of the employees, they're wearing the Sam's schmuck.
Yeah, they have the vest on.
You're just in the way. It's like, move out of the way. The customers Serenity at Sam's now. Club should be. Okay.
Serenity now. Seriously. Oh, I had to do like my yoga breathing. In yes. out your
Serenity
mouth.
Serenity like, now.
It's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal.
Good God, I just saw a praying mantis, so I don't want to put that in the universe. We got good things going on, so yeah, patience. I mean, we've learned patience for the people walking down the middle of the parking lot. We want to run them over.
There was a guy the other day.
I don't get that
and he
either.
Gave me a dirty look.
Oh, because you were trying to get through the parking lot?
No, I mean, I was just going, and he like looked over his shoulder at me and then moved further into the middle of the parkway.
Oh, you're kidding.
Like, are you trying to kill
trying
me?
To get run over?
Are you trying to break me? Because at that point, it was like,
slowly are. Serenity
at that
now.
Point, I was hangry. Serenity. Like, it was like 5 o'clock.
Oh, add that
so
together.
I was in between lunch and dinner, and I was just on the bubble of like, I can't, I need to eat something. And it was the grocery store parking lot. So I was on my way into the grocery store, and this guy.
Serenity now, Molly. Everyone listening agrees. And that's the thing that's funny.
Maybe I just sound like a raving jerk. No, because and I mean, I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I have lots of room for improvement.
Sure.
Obviously, like, I need to learn a little bit more patience. But there are moments where you do think, you're doing this intentionally.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. There are people listening right now. We want to hear from you, by the way. ppscrasher@gmail.com or text us 402-915-0962 that are listening and completely agree with what we're saying about the people that take over you know, the space that's mm-hmm. shared, we'll just say. And the people that are taking over the space that are listening, they think they're not doing it. So they're thinking, yeah, I agree with Molly and Party and everyone else, even though they're the ones doing it. They just don't realize.
You're part of the problem.
Yeah. So what, back to the question, okay. Male version of a Karen, what's the name? I can't remember. We've gone down that road before. Who do we?
Ken or Keith or
Gary?
Maybe.
Chad. Brock says Chad. Okay.
Okay.
Chad. I like Chad. I do like Chad. It's funny that
okay, so what did this Chad do?
It didn't say. They just wanted to know
what the male version of it. Okay. I thought that they had like Chad.
I like Chad.
Intel.
Yeah, I like Chad. Mm-hmm. For all
I
you Chads.
I know any Chads.
Sorry.
I mean,
we know a lot of Karens. I do. And they're all nice.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Chads I know are nice.
I was behind somebody at the Orchard. Okay. And they had Karen tattooed on the back of their neck. And I kept thinking, like, are you a Karen? Or mm-hmm. is your name Karen? Like, I couldn't.
It was a dude or a chick?
No, it was a woman. I have a picture.
Why would she have Karen? Maybe it's her child.
I was behind her in line. And I was like, oh, I got to get a picture of this. I don't know what this is. But it's a scripted tattoo that said Karen. And I mean, she wasn't acting like a Karen. I mean, it wasn't like I took a picture and I was like, I'm catching her in full Karen mode. No, I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, did you get that before Karen became a thing? And now it's like, you're stuck with that. And everyone's like, oh, here's a Karen.
Well, maybe it's because of, not to bring the party down. Maybe it's because of a memory of someone who had passed. Serenity now. All right. So we're rolling with Chad. Chad it is.
Chad.
You know, you never hear of kids being named Karen anymore, do you?
No.
You really don't. I wonder if this whole stigma of the name Karen has ruined that for people naming their kids that.
I think with my kids, like, even when they meet a Karen, they're like, really? I'm like, people were named this before the thing happened.
Like, I don't even know how
old that person is that you just met that was named Karen. They're not your age. They're older.
Do you remember how Karen came about?
No, I don't.
I don't either. It must have been a Karen that started.
I don't know
if
it was an actual
out.
Karen or if somebody's like, I don't know, Karen. I mean, it like could have been Cheryl for all we know. I mean, it could have been anything. Could have been Nancy. I mean, you know, I don't know if it was an actual Karen that did it.
Well, we kind of started this show off being Karens.
We started the show off
bitching about everybody
else.
No, we
started
the show
off with Karen Mantis.
Well, I know. I'm just saying that's in the show.
Well, that's not starting the show. Let's be precise. We started the show with positivity, with your praying mantis.
With our lady.
And then we decided to take a left turn.
Bananas.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but you're going to get through this.
Aww.
God will get you through it.
Aww.
Trust in him. Don't give up. You are wanted, needed, and loved. God loves you, and so do I. Take care.
That's sweet.
Come on.
It is.
It's only sweet because of what she looks like. Come on, Molly. Be honest
here. No, that's
a
sweet message. That's an actually really dear message. Like, God loves you and so do I. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's a great message. Everyone thinks they can deliver motivational messages now.
I'd be like demotivational. Like, why even try? Because guess
why
what?
Even try? You're right.
You're going to go in and you're going to have an agenda and somebody's going to stop that cart right in the middle of the aisle.
Yes. And
your job is not to lose your beep.
Yep. Absolutely.
Consider that day a win that you left that store and you didn't have words with anybody. Winning.
A-list. All right. First, before we hit A-list, I got what the Wylene. All right. Here we go. This is her. Thank
you. I eat mustard every day. I eat mustard. I eat mustard every day. I eat mustard.
All right, we had mayo man.
Yeah.
Now we got mustard man.
Oh my God.
Oh my God's right. Yeah.
What does that guy's inside of that guy's car look like?
I don't, what does it smell like?
Terrible. Oh my God. Wileen, stop.
Stop. All right. What do we got? A-list going on. There's some stuff in there.
So Kevin Federline has come out with his own memoir, and it's not going to be great to be Britney Spears right now. So the big story that everybody's talking about is he's claiming that she did cocaine while she was still breastfeeding their youngest. And that was the moment that, like, it really did did damage on their marriage.
On their marriage.
Final straw.
Well, also... he's saying, now, first of all, everyone's coming after him saying that he's just trying to make money. I think there's two parts to that. You know, first of all, child support is done. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's sitting there really trying to make money, but, you know, he's entitled to make money off of his life. But the Britney Spears thing, I don't know. I mean, one thing he had said that there was a knife incident. Did you see that one where the kids would go to sleep and they'd wake up and she'd be standing in the doorway watching them with a knife in her hand. Yeah. Okay. Watching them sleep with the knife. And then she would just turn around and meander off.
Yikes.
And she does do videos with knives.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a lot of concerning stuff. And anyway, yeah. So that's kind of the gig with that whole deal. That sucks. He's, you know, it's sad.
Well, it is, but also, I mean, the timing is a little bit sort of basically it's taking advantage of, I mean, he's done getting child support. So now he can release this without anybody taking the money away. He's already gotten paid out. And so now he can be like, now I can say whatever I want and nobody can stop the checks.
Wow.
So, I mean, there is a little bit of opportunistic. I mean, he didn't put this out while he was still on the payroll. He waited till the last check cleared. And then he's like, and here's the story.
Yeah, I guess there was some red flags also. He's talking about how the night of his wedding, Britney had called Justin Timberlake. And
I did see that.
And really? He was kind of like, he didn't want to get married until everything was over.
Okay.
But he did it anyway, you know, but during that moment when she told him, I talked to Justin, he's like, why are you calling?
Just wanted to tie up some loose ends before we commit our lives together. Well, that was always going to be a bad idea, marriage. I mean, at no point were you like, I think these guys have got the stuff to last. I mean, even when she was dating him, everyone's like, say what?
Yeah. So
it's not too surprising that it ended and that it didn't end necessarily amicably. So there's that. The wedding that does seem like it is going to go well is Selena Gomez. I mean, she is Benny Blanco. They got married back on September 27th. And it was really sweet. She talked about how after the wedding, she was like sobbing. Because she has this thing where she's like, I just can't believe. I have a hard time trusting when something good happens that something bad's not going to happen. So she's like, here it is. There's this great moment. I'm marrying this guy that I love. Everything's happy. And she's like, I feel like, what? Am I going to die tomorrow? So
really?
She says, she says that's a lot of, she's like, you know, I feel that way a lot. She has mental health struggles. And so she was really being candid about this. She was at this, this panel, this forum on Wednesday. And basically was addressing the fact that, like, that's sort of how she is in her personal life. Whenever anything good happens, she's always kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop, and that she's been really working on that aspect of herself of just like being in the moment and enjoying good things and not worrying about what's coming next.
Okay.
But I just thought it was really sweet. Like, she's really happy. They want to have kids. She, because of her health issues, can't carry kids. So they'll have to find another way to do it. Yeah. Whether that's adopt or surrogacy or, you know, I don't know, but I do know that they do want to be parents, but she has addressed the fact that because, you know, she's had a lot of health issues.
Yeah, she has.
I'm sure her doctor's like, it takes a lot. It's a big toll on your body to grow a person.
go person inside you. I know. So, I like it because he's been, you know, they've been doing the rounds and stuff, and he's been talking about his relationship with her. That guy, I love that guy. I wish I was personal friends with him. He seems like the sweetest dude.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, I've never called a dude sweet before. That's the best way to describe Benny. He's just a sweet dude.
Is he?
Crazy. Oh, my God. Just the way he talks about her in front of her, like they just have a good relationship where he's talking about how when she's at her point of Molly, we'll say Molly snapping, she'll tell Benny, I'm a little there right now. Right. And he'll go, all right, I'll leave for 15 minutes and I'll be back. And he said within 5 minutes, she gently texts him back and says, you know, you need to come back.
Oh,
so that's how giving they are in a relationship. And that stuff is important.
That's healthy. Yeah,
absolutely. 100% healthy is what it should be. And J-Lo, by the way, did you see her? She went on Stern.
She's got stuff to say about Ben, apparently.
I didn't hear that. I got all the stuff on her talking about how she's never been. No one's ever loved her. She's loved other people, but she's not lovable. She's not capable. People aren't capable of loving her. And I'm like, that's a you thing. J-Lo, yeah, that's a you thing. That's you being so self-centered on yourself that you can't accept somebody who's goo-goo gaga over you. That's 100%. I think she knows that. But can you imagine being in life going, I've no one's ever loved me.
Well, that seems sad that she really feels that way. I mean, it's like sad that she thinks that all of these moments that she's had, all these marriages that she's had, haven't been
where she felt she was loved. Love. Yeah. But she has said that she has loved. She said people just don't love her. Anyway.
Maybe that's just how she feels. I mean, I'm sure all these guys are like, I did love you. She's like, not the way I wanted.
Yeah. I loved you so much. I know. But you know what? That's just kind of her thing, I guess. Right? I mean,
in her case, she seems like she's in love with love. So maybe, I don't know. I mean, it surprises me that she feels like she's never been loved because she's definitely had plenty of opportunities. She's had a lot of serious relationships.
Yes.
So it maybe through counseling and therapy, she's realized that this wasn't that they were in love. Maybe she feels like, hold on. Maybe she feels like they're in love with the idea of her, but nobody's been in love with her.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying? Where it's like she's such a persona that she feels like once they get to know her, once they're like behind the curtain, that's when like they're like, oh, never mind. Like, I could see that. I could see the idea that they're in love with the concept of her. They're like, you're J-Lo. You're amazing. And she's like, great. But like, I have bad days too. And they're like, I don't want to be around for that one.
Yeah, it seems like she's more just, I mean, to be honest, really just focused on her and then what people kind of think of her. I remember she went on tour. I mean, when was the last time you heard a song? I mean, she's singing. I mean, what?
Yeah, she had a whole like musical album. I mean, like,
she ended up
canceling a television album and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She's very popular. I mean, she's still quite a presence. People will go and buy tickets to go see her perform.
Would you?
No, but I'm not a fan of her. I mean, I'm not a fan of her like that. Like, I like her, but
I don't mind her by any means. Yeah.
But all right, so I don't think I would.
What's the deal with dinner? Is there a time? What is the deal?
So apparently you are supposed to be having dinner between 5 and 7. That your body likes routine. So you should. I mean, there's like, listen, it's impossible in this day and age for a lot of people to keep to a schedule, like stuff, especially with kids, like last night, volleyball game, you know, and so you got to organize dinner around it. And then there's, you know, after school stuff or what have you. But they said that the big deal is that you should try to eat at least 3 hours before you go to bed, that your body needs time to digest. And especially like if you eat something big, like let's say a double cheeseburger and fries, that you should give yourself at least 6 hours before bed to digest it, because it's like that much heavier of a meal. And your body's like, whew,
Really, do you ever wake up feeling like that thing is still in you? I mean, obviously it's in you, but it's on one side of you now because you laid on your side.
I've woken up with reflux before, and that's one of the things that they talk about. I have woken up with reflux, and that is an absolute sleep killer. Like, you're just like, I don't know how to make this stop. I remember it was maybe 2 weeks ago, and it was when I was first in this cold. Like, it's been lingering for forever, but like, I had this cold. And I took something.
That's an acid that comes up, right? It's the acid that comes up and you just can't swallow it down.
Well,
I took
a pill before bed to, you know, like basically like a NyQuil pill, but it must've gotten like stuck in my throat.
Okay.
Didn't go all the way down. So about 2 hours in, I like woke up and there was like this burning feeling in my throat because it's like it had dissolved in there. And it was like this reflux. Oh God, it was the worst. It was absolutely terrible. I couldn't stand it. I was like gulping water. I'm like, please go away.
Yes. It's a terrible feeling. Like Wylene's, that's what she suffers from kind of, is that, and she just had a procedure done to, cause what happens is it goes up. It's not good for your vocal cords. It's not good for anything in your throat. And it's acid that just burns your, it makes scar tissue better yet. And so you have to do that, deal with that, which is awful.
Reflux is so uncomfortable.
I don't get it. I haven't had it in a long time, thank God. But I do remember before waking up. And I think it was all because of tomatoes, which is common.
Yeah. The acid in tomatoes a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Like acidy foods tend to do that. I just remember like when I was pregnant, stuff like that would happen. Because like when you're really pregnant, your stomach is like pushed up. And so it's easier to get reflux because everything's out of whack. Like nothing's where it's supposed to be because the baby's growing.
I'll never get to experience that.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm a dude. Right.
This isn't a fertility issue. This is called biology. Yeah. You have different parts than I do because I'm a woman.
Oh, come on. I think there's a ton of guys that would like to go through what you guys go through and just to see what it's like to feel.
You've
baby
done it
kicking.
Before to yourself where you eat something and you're like, ooh, this is moving around in there. Come on. You're trying to tell me that you haven't had like ribs or something where you're like, it's fighting back.
Oh, it's the same thing. Is what you're saying.
It seems like it. Like as far as the like the baby kicking and stuff like that, you're like, oof. I mean, there's some times where it's like when you lay down at night, that's when they get really active because they're so used to you moving around, it kind of rocks them. And so then all of a sudden when you get stable, they're like, hey, where did the ride go? And then that's when they start kicking and stuff. And I remember like reading a book and having it resting on my belly and the book just going up and up. Like it would bounce, like when the baby would kick.
So that seemed like fun.
It's like
but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But hey, it's Aldi's, by the way, I thought of you. They came out. They just announced the Thanksgiving meal dinner this year. You can get it starting now at Aldi's. And basically, it's a Thanksgiving meal. And you can get it up until like the 24th of like December. But you should probably order it because it's
November, you mean?
Of December. They're doing it starting now and rolling all the way to Christmas. Yeah. So basically it's a meal that they package together. It's ingredients.
Okay.
For just $40, which is $5 cheaper than they did last year.
Oh.
And it feeds 10 people.
What?
Yes. $40, all the ingredients. Now you could get confused with it because you're thinking, oh, okay, what's in it? But it's ingredients. And these ingredients, and I'll just run it down real quick. The ingredients that it's included, it's 21. It comes with a total of 21 products.
Okay.
Including a 14-pound turkey.
Wow.
Now, this is $40. Now, you do this every year, so you would know, you know, if that's a good deal or not. But you can with all the ingredients that it comes with, you got a 14-pound turkey. You can make rolls, cranberry sauce, mac and cheese, stuffing, mashed potatoes with gravy, carrots, I'm hungry now, sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole, and pumpkin pie. $40.
That's
for
nuts.
10 people. Is that possible?
I don't think so.
My
that
ingredients
seems insane.
It's like you have to cook because here's the product list that it comes with. Because I think it'd be more ideal if I just picked it up like it was already made for $40. Well,
no, I mean, the whole idea is that you've got to make it. I mean, you're not going to get a meal for $40. No.
Yeah, because it comes like with Hawaiian sweet rolls, miniature, you know, marshmallows, sweet potatoes, cranberries, all that stuff in order to make that. So, yeah. Thank you, Aldi. Isn't that crazy?
Do you,
$45 last year. Who hosts mine? Manuel and Katie generally do. Yeah, they do it there. They have a, you know, much bigger and open area.
Okay.
For Thanksgiving. I can't believe
you guys bring stuff. Is it kind of like a potluck or do they supply everything?
Everybody brings something. We all bring stuff.
Because how many people did they have?
Oh, God. We have probably 30 people that show up or something like that.
How do you sit down?
That's just it. They have the room to put out tables. I mean, it's like a cafeteria style.
Sounds like it. Yeah, it would have to be 30 people. You're not sitting down and being like, well, this is a seated pass meal. You're like, no, there's the buffet line.
I think it's 30 people. It's something like that. Yeah.
How do they seat all those people? So. That's insane. Their house is huge.
Oh, we all just bring tables. We all have chairs. And we just tables, chairs, and then what do you call it? Tablecloths, like that. And then, but the couches and everything all get moved out.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense because I was like, how? I mean, we can do a sit down dinner. I think the most we've done is maybe 24, 26 people.
Okay.
I mean, we could do more, but it would have to be, it wouldn't all be in the same room. Like we do 24 to 26 people in one room.
That's how ours would be. Yeah. We can do, I don't even know how many people. But the same thing, you just got to move all that furniture out. You're not moving furniture out though, are you? You're putting just
we
a big
swap
table.
Rooms. We move our living room into our dining room and our dining room into our living room. We swap.
Okay.
So our dining room turns into like the salon area. So like that's where people can sit on the couch and have appetizers and do whatever. And then we move all the tables out into the living room and the sunroom. So it's like one long table that takes up two rooms that are connected to each other.
Which seems like fun. It's like the first meal, right?
The Last Supper.
Or the Last Supper.
The first meal or the Last Supper.
Or better yet, it's like what the image that we see when everyone's eating, you know, the Native Americans are eating with, I don't know.
The pilgrims.
The pilgrims.
When they have the big long table.
The big long table.
It's nice.
Yeah.
The community. So in our living room, have a fireplace so we can have a fire going. Though it makes it kind of toasty for anybody sitting on that side of the table. We've done it before, but it's pretty, but it's also kind of like, whoo, it is warm over here.
I'll bet. So, okay. I'm kind of excited. You know, we've got a couple weeks until what do you call it? Halloween. And Halloween's cool. I mean, I guess, you know, people dress up. I mean, look at me.
Yeah. You're like, I'm ready. Do you have a glove on as well?
Oh no, I'm injured.
What?
I'm injured. Yeah. I injured myself.
How?
I was so stupid. I might have to go to the doctor. I don't know what's wrong.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. I injured myself. I put it this way. I power sprayed the back patio around the pool and everything like that, right? That took hours.
Yeah.
And then I had to do it twice. And then I sealed it with a sprayer as well. And I think using this one hand, because I'm right-handed, it was hurting. And I'm like, why does it hurt? And I looked down and it was swollen. And it was just yellow all the way around on the inside of my arm. Weird. And so this seems to be the only thing that kind of works because last night it was throbbing and it's hard to sleep. And so,
You're a mess.
I'm a mess. I thought I can hide it. All right. So before we hit Fun Factory, we got Would You Rather.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather have free food delivery for the rest of your life or have a really good smelling fart and everyone loves the scent of it, except it has nicotine in it. So everyone's actually addicted to your fart smell. And whenever you start a conversation with anyone, everyone asks you to fart for them.
I would want to have food delivered to me for the rest of my life. Why? How does that even? You're like, hold on, let me think about that. Free food delivered for the rest of my life or intoxicating farts. Can we like circle back and like let me think until next show for that answer?
Yes, oh, God. I know.
Free food.
She worked on that. All right, we're gonna have Fun Factory. Here we go. This is the challenge, dude.
I'm that challenge dude, and tonight I'm staying at the world famous Clown Motel.
After checking in at the main office, I made my way down this creepy hallway to my room, which was room 217, also known as the Chucky Room. And just look at how well the walls are decorated in here. Plus, it has two crazy murals and Charlie the Clown to greet you every time you need to go into the bathroom. After the room tour, I went back to the check-in area, which also houses a clown museum that features 1,400 pieces of clown memorabilia. At 9 p.m., I went on a ghost tour through the old cemetery that sits next to the property. My tour guide, Wanda, gave me a lot of interesting history and stories about the people buried here, and after the tour, I wandered around by myself for a while to see if I could find anything weird going on. Let me know in the comments if you would stay here.
Would you stay there?
Anything
no.
weird going on besides you? Did you set off your own? You're like, oh, wait, it's coming from inside the house.
Brock, would you do that? We have producer Brock. And no, he wouldn't do it. Okay. Ooh. I wouldn't either. That is a single man's deal. There's no way you can have. There's no way.
I don't know.
I guess you're right. That's a good question, Brock. He's, you know, why is Chucky room there? That's a good question. I guess I don't know.
I don't know if they're really sticking with themes, because keep in mind they also have a graveyard. But you're like, oh yeah, clowns and graveyards hand in hand. We're like, there's only one clown that I can think of that had a graveyard, and that guy was John Wayne Gacy.
Yes. Oh God. All right. This is how cheap you can be.
I keep my chewed pieces of gum in the freezer because it helps preserve the flavor. I usually chew one piece every 3 days. See, I start with a sit piece on Sunday. Ride that out till about Tuesday. Then we get to Wednesday. That's when I treat myself with a whole new piece of gum. With this system, I don't spend more than $10 a year on gum.
How cheap is that person?
That is, I mean, talk about keeping yourself on a budget. You're like, honey, what is this charge? What are we up to, $12 a year now on gum? What do you think, we're Rockefellers? What do you think, we're Bezos?
Can you believe there's so many people out there that are so cheap that they just are just cheap people saving every dime? I think my mother used to throw gum in the freezer too, but when I saw that, it just for some reason brought back a memory. I've never thrown gum in the freezer to hold the flavor. But there are people that believe that if you throw your gum back in the freezer, mm-hmm. it'll reignite the flavor.
You're like, I don't think you know how freezers work.
I don't know either.
Freezers just freeze things. They don't re-infuse them with flavor.
No. Not at all.
It's a freezer, not a flavor.
All right. So today is Global Cat Day.
Meow.
Meow. There's more cat celebrations than there are dogs. And because of that, Molly, there's a magical phenomenon I'm going to share with you all right now.
Scientists discovered a magical phenomenon. When you pick up a cat and throw it down, no matter how you throw it, the cat can always land on its four limbs every time. When a buttered slice of bread drops to the ground, it's always the buttered side that faces down. So, scientists conducted an experiment. They tied the buttered bread to the cat's back with the buttered side facing up to see which one would land first when thrown like this. Something astonishing happened. The cat actually kept rolling in the air. Could it be that both the cat and the butter were competing to land first and they were fighting in the air? The scientists were extremely excited. Isn't this a perpetual motion machine? They regarded the constantly rotating cat as an energy source and put it into a generator. Instantly, the entire city was brightly lit, solving the problem of global energy shortage. However, this experiment was questioned by many people. So, someone simulated this experiment at home. He wanted to prove with facts that this was a hoax. He smeared butter on the bread and then tied the bread to a little cat. Unexpectedly, the bread was eaten by the little cat. He tied it again and then threw it down. Surprisingly, the little cat also started rotating. It turns out that this experiment is true. It's simply incredible. If you have a cat at home, hurry up and give it a try.
Okay. There you have it.
That's really cute. Butter toast.
Yeah, we'll put these videos on our Big Party Show page if you guys want to watch them physically, or you can always go to YouTube channel and watch them there as so well. Make sure you tell everybody out there that the Big Party Show is now a podcast, and mm-hmm. you can listen to it anywhere you get your podcast. And do us a favor and review, rate, and follow, and share, and do all that stuff. And yeah, that is it. We will call that a day. Go Big Red.
Go Big Red.
That's a big game. They're playing Minnesota at Minnesota. And I think the last time we won in Minnesota was like 2015 or something like that.
And they're not.
I've been to a couple games up there. I remember
distinctly.
Oh, it was strange. And that's where I got, you know, I got mad because we're playing against Minnesota. It's mm-hmm. it's cold and the sleet and rain is coming down. We're getting beat badly. And it's like, Minnesota fans already moved on in the middle of the game because they started chanting, "We hate Iowa. We hate Iowa." The whole like,
that's
stadium.
Next week.
What's that?
You're like, that yeah. game's next week.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And there's a guy that grabbed me. He goes, "You hate Iowa too, right?" I think he thought I was a Minnesota fan or something. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Yes. Yes. I hate everybody because we're getting killed, you know, but that's not going to happen. We got a big game. Go Huskers. And yeah, do it. Please do it. But yeah, we'll see you on a Monday. Monday, we have Employee of the Month. We got that going out. Also, it's No Dumb Questions. You can email us your questions or text them. And also, what else do we got coming up on Monday? Motivational Monday. Yeah,
we'll get
you
motivated
to start the week. All right, we will see you guys on Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.